The game they played is a popular one with boys and girls. It's called tag. The man with the gun was trying to tag King Solomon. The warden was bent on tagging the man with the gun, and I'd like to see them at their game. The rest of that summer, and all during the next two summers, I mentioned King Solomon's name to all I chanced to meet. They all knew of him and had stories to tell about him, but no one was able to tell me just where and when he might be found. So I never met King Solomon till quite recently, and then it was through D. Thompson, a boy of 12. I had met D. a few times. He was no different from the other mountain boys, lean and taciturn, hard to talk to. I probably never would have got to know him well if I had not mentioned King Solomon. He was a different boy then. "Have you seen him?" he asked. "No, I've just heard about him. But I guess you have," I suggested. "I saw him once," he answered. "He had broken my line after I had lifted him out of the water. But," he added with a quavering voice, "I'm going to get him someday." I asked him when he hoped to accomplish it. "When the signs are right again," he told me. "When do you reckon that will be?" D looked me steadily in the eye and then asked, "Do you want to go with me?"
"I sure do."
"I'll let you know when I'm going after him again," D promised and left me to wonder when that would be. 3 days later, while I was having a second cup of coffee, D walked into my camp. "I'm going," he announced.
"And may I trail along?"
I asked hopefully.
"That's what I said the other day," he replied.